Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome to the show. Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
Coming on the heels of a very, very, shall I say, drunk weekend. At least for me.
Yeah, maybe for you. I drove. I wasn't that drunk.
You were totally fine, man.
Well, my quirky sidekick, she decided that she wanted to tear loose or whatever. I did drink some beer. I drank some great beer. And, yeah, I just had a blast. I had to drive back, though, unfortunately. And we're going to get into that real quick. Before we do, though, I do want to remind everybody to pledge their support. To go to beerarmy.org/pledge. We migrated off of Patreon. We're closing that out this week. Or this month, for the rest of the month of October. Want to thank all those pledgers, all those Beer Army super soldiers that have already switched over from the old platform to the new platform. We really do appreciate your support. Been pretty inspiring, some of the comments and emails I've been getting from them saying, you know, it's awesome watching the Facebook feed, you know, totally just awesome to see those scholarship recipients getting, putting the pictures up,
absolutely,
you know, stuff like that. And so we humbly appreciate it, because without you, it would not be possible. And it's the letters. We've been debating whether to make the letters public or not, because we kind of feel they're kind of semi-private, I guess, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's like there's some very heartfelt stuff in there. You can tell the emotions. For some people, this was the difference between them going to school and not going to school this year.
You know? Right. No, I get it. I understand your reservation on that.
Right. So I don't know, but again, please continue pledging your support. Ask your friends to pledge their support. We modified the levels a little bit. One of the things is we got our In Your Face show tonight. That no longer is a super soldier tidbit. We're making that free to the, or not free. It was never a pay thing, but open to the public.
Exactly,
because we want more and more people to get exposed to our show and to Beer Army Foundation. And we felt like making it a private thing, you know, wasn't. So what we did, though, is now you can get our beer, though. If you just pledge your support on any level, for an additional cost, mind you, we'll ship you our beer or our collaboration beers, you know, so the shipping fees plus the cost of the actual beer. There's no markup or anything, just what it costs us to send it to you, basically. So that is an option, and we already
have a great incentive.
Yeah, we have some super soldiers already taking advantage of it. So the nice thing about FedEx, and we have boxes that it fits a 4-pack of Crowlers, which is just short of like a full 12-pack, basically, and you can mix and match either our beers, Fire in the Hole or Heroes Never Die, or again the collaboration beers. So it works out really, really well. And and there were some other things that we modified within the levels and stuff like that. So just
and everybody
just
really can link to that at beerarmy.org and pledge.
Yeah, /pledge. So beerarmy.org/pledge. And then again, tonight we got our In Your Face. So anybody, we're going to post on our Facebook so you can easily get to the link. So it's going to be for our existing Super Soldier members. You won't be getting a private link. You just go to the Facebook page, click on the link, and that'll get you there too. Of course, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our Google Hangouts, you'll get that feed too. So There's multiple ways that you can access it. When in doubt, just click on that stuff. And of course, our weekly fantasy football report. As I'm so pissed off because Vinny was already bragging this week this morning.
Really, yeah. Well, yeah, you're man. You talk smack big time.
He nipped and tucked me here at the end because he had freaking Antonio Gates, and he went off last night. And you know, like 25. I don't know. Antonio Gates got his 100th touchdown pass. I think was his big record that he broke.
101. He did a 101, I believe,
or something like that. All I know is, you know, again, a tight end racking up, you know, 25 plus points. It's just like, come on, man, you know. And so I lost by basically 11 points.
Well, at least you had a full team playing.
Yeah, again, you didn't get your lineup in?
I had two players that were in the bye week because my backup quarterback was in the bye, and my starter can't even play.
So why don't you drop and pick somebody else up?
I don't know how to do that. I didn't want to lose my guy, so if I drop one,
you risk. That's the risk you take. You have to lose them in order to get somebody else.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
It pissed me off, too, because this year, House Mouse Scott put in individual defensive players, IDPs, and my linebacker, and that son of a bitch, he was scheduled to start, and then right at kickoff, they said, oh, he's going to be out for the game. They decided to rest him. I'm like, come on. So I got 0 points for him, but it's... I gotta love it. I saw House Mouse Scott did nip and tuck Johnny Robinson by about 6 points or so. And
look at my score. It's pathetic.
Yeah, well, the crazy thing is if you would have started him, because you had Matt. You're going up against Matt. He only beat you. I mean, it was a low-scoring game for you guys, 74 to 56. So if you probably had those two players, you probably would have, you know, you would have won. So I don't know.
I don't know. Did you see that final play of the game last night?
No, I didn't. That's way past my bedtime. It's
insane.
Was it?
Yeah, there was like 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
The Steelers do the Wildcat offense right at the goal line. They had one timeout. So they had to do it so quickly that if you didn't get it across the goal line, you could quickly call a timeout.
Right.
They hand it to Le'Veon Bell, and the clock's just winding down. Hits a wall and then sidesteps left and then just dives and reaches and right at zero, boom.
Nice.
Ball crosses the goal line. Steelers win.
Wow.
It was insane. Nothing but shock on Philip Rivers' face, which I always love when he's shocked and sad.
Yeah.
I'm not a Philip Rivers fan.
No.
Great quarterback, but can't stand the guy. He reminds me of a whiny 3-year-old on a preschool playground who isn't getting his way.
Oh, and that was Monday Night Football, so yeah, you gotta love it. No, so we've already talked long-winded already about all this without getting in. I don't know if you noticed my t-shirt.
I did.
I got Crobot, my t-shirt, baby. My Crobot shirt. So we're featuring this brewery for the fourth time. This is our first boxed out quintetta or whatever the hell you want to call it. We can't help it. We had to because the beer's good, but what they did along with this band was just magical. It was a magical night. And so what we're talking about is Double Barley Brewing out of Smithfield, North Carolina. They're good, big supporters of the Beer Army Foundation. They always have. Cheryl and Larry, they're awesome people. They brewed a special beer called Supernatural Ale.
Supernatural Ale.
Ale, yes. And it's an Imperial Brown Ale coming at 11% ABV. And again, if you want to get more information about Double Barley, you can go to doublebarleybrewing.com. If you want more information about the brewery, we featured them way back over a year ago in episode 111 of Mountain Boy. So you can check that episode out to get all the information. We also featured them in episode 129, Crash Landing, and 151, which is just recent where we did the Gourd Rocker, their Imperial Pumpkin, which is just an awesome beer, still available out. But this beer is a one-time only release. It's a special release because it was done in collaboration with Crobot, this heavy rock band. Or not heavy rock. Hard rock band. It's either heavy metal or it's hard rock. I don't know where the hell I keep coming up with heavy rock band.
They're a badass band.
They are just awesome. But before we go into that, let's talk about this beer a little bit. So this beer, it's pouring. Again, it's an Imperial Brown Ale. So at 11%, it's, you're not going to get, you know, a lot of the high carbonation or a lot of the head or the lacing. I mean, it has a little bit, but it dies off relatively quickly. But it's a very crystal clear, this garnet red type color. And the clarity, again, is just awesome. Carbonation is good for a high gravity beer like this. The aroma, I mean, holy smokes. It's just got like malt, and more malt. That's all. It's just like a lot of malt. We're talking about, I'm picking up like brown sugar. I'm picking up toffee. Some of these other notes. I know that on their bottle, they're talking about notes of plum and grape. Mm-hmm. I pick up some dark fruits. I don't really pick up the grape. And I know we were talking to Mark about it and also Larry. And they're like, they thought it had a lot of like grape type overtones. I don't pick that up as much as I pick up some of the other stuff. But, again, it's just a very, you pick up the malt aroma. And it's just amazing. And then when you start drinking it, the first thing you're going to notice is that it doesn't have, you don't pick up 11%. You just don't.
Oh, it's a dangerous beer.
And so once again, Double Barley does it again, where they are masters of high gravity beers, making sure high gravity beers don't taste like high gravity beers. And the problem with that is that you're like, oh, I can drink a pint of this, and you will drink a pint of this, and all of a sudden you'll start freaking spitting up spit bubbles off your lip because you're like, you want another pint? You know.
The crazy thing is this relationship that Double Barley has forged with the band.
Yeah, no. Well, I want to talk about that. I want to hijack. I want to finish talking about this beer real quick, though. So the mouthfeel is definitely medium. It's got some chewiness to it. There is enough hops there to kind of counteract the sweetness, but I still think it finishes off kind of sweet, and I think on the back of the palate, I pick up like this Belgian dark candy sugar, like and kind of like this brown sugar taste, whereas I think everybody else is picking up more of that grape type taste.
That's what I get.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you think about those candies, the Grape Apes or whatever they were called, I can kind of see the connection. I think that's what they call them, grape apes or whatever. They're like the lemon heads, but they're grape or something like that. I don't remember the name of the damn candy. But again, the carbonation is low to medium. The finish is clean. The body's got some little bit of chewy viscosity to it. And just overall, it's a pretty good beer. I've never had a bad beer from Double Barley. I just think that, I don't know, it just... Like for me on this beer, I would like their Imperial Gourd Rocker. I like that better, you know, than I like this beer. But that doesn't mean this is a bad beer. This is personal taste. Personal taste. This beer, I think, is a very dangerous beer.
Trust me,
be careful when you're drinking it because it does not taste like 11% beer. So again, you want to get more information about Double Barley, go back to episode 111 on Mountain Bike. So let's talk about Crobot.
Well, nice transition into that is the beer label.
Yes.
The label itself for this beer is, it's trippy and cool, but it is designed by Chris Bishop, guitarist. Chris Bishop,
yes. So the members, it's four guys, just like an old school, you know, garage rock band. You got Brandon Yeagley, and I apologize if I slaughtered your name. He's the vocalist. Chris Bishop is the guitar. Jake, I believe you pronounce it Figaro, is bass, and then Paul Figueroa, his brother, is drums. And so those four guys make up Crobot. And they have an album out right now that's called, and I believe they released it about a year ago, last October, I think.
Roughly.
And they've been touring like madmen up and down the East Coast and everywhere else. And it's called, what the hell's the name of the damn album? I forgot. Supernatural. Duh.
Hence the Supernatural.
Yeah, I'm just like, I know I wrote a note here to remind myself. Sorry, guys. So yeah, they released about a year ago. It's called Supernatural. And so Crobot, their little press release, they say it has partnered with Double Barley to create their own official beer, the Crobot Supernatural. And I love on the bottle how they talk about, well, first of all, I'll read the description. It says, this Imperial Brown Ale is tailored for craft beer connoisseurs and neophytes alike and is sure to add a few inches to your beard. Notes of plum and grape that blend with a strong malt backbone to form a thunderous groove on your tongue. So I love the description, but then I like the tale. It says, the tale of Supernatural Ale is about a brewer who met a rock band. An epic brewmance ensued and an astronomical ale was forged for all the dirty-faced brethren. Turn it on and crank it back, Berardos, because this
Beardos.
Planet...
Beardos.
No, it says...
Beardos.
Beardos. I'm sorry, because this planetary potion goes to 11%. So
Berardos. The coolest thing
is... See, the beer's already kicking in, dude. You know what I mean?
The coolest thing is how Brandon has described the beer personally. And he's quoted as saying, the dirty-faced brethren are teaming up with Double Barley Brewing to bring you a strange brew like no other, straight from the necromancer's cauldron and filtered through a wizard's beard. Supernatural Ale is a brew like you've never had before.
Now, and that's the other thing, too. Larry did tell me they had orange blossom honey that was in it. And I think that's where I get that candiness from. That reminds me of, like, Belgian candy sugars. So,
yeah, Turan-infused hops.
Oh yeah, current, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 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 current, yeah. So, I think it's a good beer. It's not my favorite beer from Double Barley though. Double Barley has other beers that I love.
There's
so much.
Many. There's so many. This is a great beer. And with Crobot and that relationship, how it built, they, you know, and how they met.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story and one that I don't feel right to share, but I do know they forged a relationship there and that's where this beer came about. It wasn't just some random, you know, a meeting or whatnot.
Well, I know we got to get to our break. Let's come out of our break because I do want to talk about the band a little bit and talk about the performance, if that's okay with you. Because I know we went long at the beginning. Can we do that?
That's fine. That'll work.
Awesome. Sweet.
Stick around. We'll have a little bit of Crobot for you and Our Heroes Never Die coming up.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org. Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at beerarmy.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to beerarmy.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
I'm bringing it back to... Crobot, buddy. You're a huge fan of this band.
I love them, man.
Remember when I just handed you the CD?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, you should check this out.
And the crazy thing was is that the one song that's gotten the most radio play is Nowhere to Hide, which is a great song.
Legend of the Spaceborne Killer got hit pretty hard.
Oh, did it
radio.
Too? Yeah. Okay. So, but I didn't hear that one as much as I've heard Nowhere to Hide or whatever, but the Legend of the Spaceborne Killer, I just freaking love it. I just love... I was, I even called you afterwards the next day. I was like, dude, I'm just like, I put the CD in my car. I've played it at least a dozen times all the way through. That's the cool thing is, the nice thing about a hit is the whole point of having a hit. I mean, I know the radios or the record companies and all that crap, you know, they want to just sell albums. But for a band, you're using that kind of like as the hook to get you to listen to the rest of our material. And I love it. The whole album, they have some slower tempo stuff. They have some very funk type stuff. They have, you know, hard rock type stuff. They almost have some like ballad type stuff. You know, it's just, is just so refreshing to hear a band with just unique riffs with chemistry. You can just tell that there's chemistry. And
oh, they're amazing. They're just straight up amazing.
And then just the stage presence. I mean, it wasn't like this huge stage, you know, Monsters of Rock freaking stage at Double Barley. It wasn't a ton of lights or lasers or fog. It was just them jamming out. And that's the thing I loved about it is just like the bass player, right? So like Jake, he's just jamming out, man. I mean, he's just going to town. He plays high on the neck of what you call it, the fretboard or whatever, right? Because I'm not the musician like you are or whatever. I'm but neck. He plays, and he always seems like he has it up high on him too, which is very unique. Dude is like, he's rocking out. He splits his freaking chin on his own guitar. Does he stop? Fuck no. He's just still cranking it out or whatever. Mark's over there. He's like, hey, man, I need a rag. He's like, you need a rag? Yeah, man, freaking, I split my chin. I'm bleeding. So he like hands a rag. He's jamming out. He waits. He grabs it. He holds it to his upper chest or whatever. It still keeps jamming out, right? Then you got freaking Chris Bishop, man, you know, on guitars. He's like getting up on his amps. Then he sees like a keg stack, kind of like tests it out, gets on there wobbling, jumping, man, you know, jumping all over. I think the thing that really blew me away about this band was they do their sound check. They have like a sound check song. And they're not using freaking ear pieces or whatever the hell you call it for monitors. They're using old school, the monitors, and they're getting their sound checks. And Chris has like, the best way to describe him, don't take offense here, Chris, but he kind of looked like a skater type dude. You know, kind of has like the saggy pants. He had like the little beanie, kind of like has glasses, you know, whatever. He gets the sound check. Then all of a sudden, okay, man, we're getting ready to crank out. And they open up The Legend of the Spaceborne Killer. You know, he takes that stuff off and they just go commencing to fucking melting the place down to the ground, just burning it to the ground.
Oh, straight up rock stars.
Just out of freaking control. I mean, Brandon comes in with those vocals, his long hair, he's going. That's the thing, people. There was more posers in the freaking audience. And I'm not trying to bag on people who want to be rock stars. These guys are rock stars. And what I mean by that is there's chances are they have long hair, not because it's cool or it's the rock thing, because they probably can't afford to cut their hair, man. You know, one guy's got Fruit of Loom underwear showing. Another one's got Hanes, you know. They're probably wearing all the clothes they own on their back. I mean, they are rocking it. They're rocking till they make it, basically. You know what I mean? They're grinding it out. You can tell. But they love it.
No, they're just, yeah, they're just great guys. And they love it.
And that's the thing. It's so contagious. It's like, I'm telling you right now, people, if you have a chance to go see Crobot, go see freaking Crobot. If you have to drive 5 hours, go see it. It'll be worth it. And I thank Double Barley for creating the opportunity there, because it being so intimate, small setting like that just made it even cooler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Mary. I mean, Mary's like not a, she listens to hard rock, but it's not her primary genre. She stayed there for the whole damn thing. I had to go take a piss break twice because I was drinking this great beer and stuff like that. I couldn't help it, and I was pissed because I had to miss part of the song. I'm like trying to run out. I'm pissing all over myself because I want to run back. I want to hear the rest of the damn band. You know what I mean? So, no, it's just amazing how electric. And on their website, they talk about, and I quote, this is a quote from Chris Bishop, right? He goes, all I care about is that people walk away after hearing the album thinking, man, Crobot is the funkiest, heaviest band I've ever heard. Mission accomplished, my friend. And they have that right on their website. Mission accomplished. I'm blown away. I can't wait to hear it. And they feature some new material there, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really good. And I can't wait to get the new album when it comes out. I just highly recommend, if you get a chance to see them, go see them. If you haven't bought their CD, you can download it, I'm sure, off of iTunes, Amazon, wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Buy it off their website, whatever. Get your hands on this freaking album. Support this band. These guys are they're trendsetters. You know, they're not posers. They're trendsetters. And shame on the freaking music industry. God, the music industry, you suck big balls for not catching these guys and pushing them up. And I know you know what the racket is, the music industry and radio.
It's frustrating.
But it is amazing that these guys ain't like legendary right now. I mean, they're legendary to me, just on a, you know.
Oh, they're just so genuine.
Yeah.
That's what's really awesome. And not only, I mean, they also have their own hot sauce called Sasso de Lucifer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really awesome. But as well, don't forget, reason we're talking about them, not only are they talented musicians, mm-hmm. but the Supernatural Ale from Double Barley, their limited edition beer.
before we switch over to Heroes Never Die, I just want to play a little bit of clip of their The Legend of Spaceborne Killer, because I love that song, if you don't mind. So
sure, go ahead.
Here it goes, man.
Hit it.
I love it, man. I can't get enough of it. You know, another thing about their videos, I was watching all their videos, it's them jamming. Different stuff and whatever. That's what it should be, because, you know, when I think about the music and how it seems like it's kind of dying off and nothing original, think about it. You watch all these videos, how much do you actually watch the musicians jam? It's like a goddamn movie or something. I don't want to watch a movie. I mean, if you want to inspire a kid to like, hey, that's awesome, I want to learn to play drums, or I want to play guitar, I want to sing and rock it out, you need to see the band. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? It's
absolutely.
It's refreshing to just see them just jamming and cranking and just tearing the motherfucker down, man.
And they did.
Whew.
They do that everywhere they go.
I love it, man.
I mean, we were just in the back of a brewery and got a freaking total rock show.
I would have paid $100 to go see them. Somebody said, hey, it's $100 to go see them. I'd go in a heartbeat, man. In a heartbeat. So I'm hoping, since we're going to be up in Philly for a Craft Brewers Conference next year, I'm hoping that they're not that far out in Pottsville, that maybe they got a show going or something. You know, I'm hoping to God that I get to see them while I'm up there, because it's awesome. So,
well, they're on the road. They're touring Europe here in a few weeks.
Wow. Good on them. I know we got to get off. I know we got to change gears. The Heroes Never Die. So.
Well, to go from great music to a great deed done by an individual, it's only fitting. Seriously. So without further ado, in this crazy world when things can flip on a dime and you don't know what's going to happen, you also never know who's going to step in the gap.
Mick, this week we're featuring, seems like we're featuring students or featuring kids doing great things. Have an opportunity to feature a great teacher doing a great thing, helping out a student. So just give a listen.
It started out as a regular day in Miss Berry's sixth grade science class.
I heard a noise in the hallway, and I said, that doesn't sound right.
Eighth grader Gage Donner was just outside of his former teacher's classroom.
Right where I left the class, I put a warhead in my mouth, and when I was walking down the hall, I started choking on it.
Miss Berry took immediate charge, and her heroic actions were caught on video surveillance.
I said, Gage, are you choking? And he indicated to me he was, and he was getting light in this area, you know, when lack of oxygen, and he was purple everywhere else, and his eyes were bulging, and I just looked at him and said, oh my gosh, I need to do something.
He came up behind me and then started pumping on my, like, right here, and it got unlodged. And she did it a couple times.
I didn't think, I just reacted.
And her reactions worked. The candy was unlodged and Gage was able to breathe again. Miss Berry says when she thinks about it now, she is so thankful she was in the right place at the right time.
Wow.
What's crazy is you watch the hallway camera video and there's like a student in the back and he doesn't really get involved. He's kind of like checking his locker and then he kind of comes over and she's going to town doing the Heimlich. And then he kind of like, I think, like, freaks out, like, and he just kind of goes back to his locker. And I'm not bagging on this kid or anything. It just goes to show, again, we talk about this segment about how will you react in that situation. You don't know until you're actually in the situation. Mm-hmm. And you might act a certain way 9 times out of 10, and then the 10th time you act differently, and it just is what it is. It's human nature or whatever. But, yeah, man, she's going to town, and you see him, he's spitting up, like you know, drool and stuff like that to get it out. And what we're talking about, this is Hallsville, Missouri, and this is Hallsville Middle School, and who we're talking about is Betsy Berry. So Betsy Berry is the sixth grade science teacher, and she is our hero, and she was helping out eighth grader Gage Donner, who was just outside her, he used to have her as a teacher, just outside her classroom, and she heard this commotion, so she went out to investigate, and she sees him choking, and basically what happened is he put, right when he left class, he put a warhead, one of those really bitter, or sour type candies or whatever, and it must have went lodging in his throat or in his airway. And then he was walking down the hallway, and you see him go to that one student initially, like, hey, man, and he's coughing. You can't hear it. There's no audio. It's just video, but And the other students just like, you know, like, again. And then she came out from behind him, and then she just went to town. And then another teacher came out from another classroom inside the hallway. And it's just, you know, she just says, like, he's choking. And I'm just like, I got to do something, and just went to town and just started doing it. So it just...
It's interesting that that dichotomy on video that's totally silent, you can see just...
Yeah.
And you're right. Nothing against that kid. He's, you know, just as much as Gage was in shock, that other kid probably was in shock seeing what he probably knew it was happening and had no idea, just out of shock to what to do.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I'm sure he was like, what the hell? Like, dude, I'm going to be late for class. I'll catch you later. Like, you know,
I think I shared this story once before. I was out to dinner with my dad and my grandmother at an Italian restaurant. And yeah. My dad's sitting next to my grandma. I'm sitting across from my grandma. My grandma took a bite, started acting funny, and I just was like, something's not right. And I was like, Grandma, can you talk? And she couldn't talk. And I was like, are you joking? And she nodded, and my dad just froze. It's his mom.
Yeah.
You know? And he just had this look of shock on his face. I was like, Dad, get out of the booth.
Yeah.
And I had to grab his arm, and then he shook out of it, and he got out of the booth, and I grabbed my grandma, pulled her out, and I had to do the Heimlich on her.
Wow. Wow.
And kept her from choking. I bruised a rib.
Hey, you can break my ribs if it's...
But
it's
and my dad told me, he's like, I couldn't even think. When I realized what was happening, it was, I couldn't even think.
Just blank out, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So we're not bagging on people if they're for not...
No, not at all.
It's just, it is what it is in a very high-pressure situation. But for those, in this case, Betsy Berry being our hero, just stepping up and doing it, it's just amazing. Nice thing is the Hallsville Chamber of Commerce will be honoring Miss Berry with a Hometown Hero Award in December. So,
nice.
Good on them for doing that. So, yeah, another great hero, another great story. We appreciate it. And besides Miss Berry, Crobot, you're my hero too, and Double Barley.
Well, I know Gage has a favorite teacher, and hopefully when he's older, has a favorite band called Crobot.
Crobot, man. Oh, it's amazing.
Get more information on Crobot online at beerarmy.org as well. More about the beer, the special collaboration. Well, not so much collaboration. It was between Crobot and Double Barley, but for this awesome Supernatural.
Oh, and if you want more information about Crobot, go to crobotband.com. I'm sorry for not plugging that. Crobotband.com.
Awesome music, great beer, and we'll be back. We're going to laugh. We got our Yikem to Sue to get to.
Hey, mothers, lock up your daughters. It's Mick Dagger and the General.
Eminem ain't got shit on you, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Where's my snare? Nice.
Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Beerarmy.org is the place you go for not only all the stuff you just heard about, but as well for how about some awesome swag, information on the foundation, how you can pledge, be a part of it, and help us do great things.
Speaking of swag and stuff like that, we are transferring out of our existing storefront, and we're building a new storefront on our website that'll be resident, because right now we use a third party. So, but we will be migrating to that. So for the next 4 to 6 weeks, the whole goal is to have that thing fully up and operational, definitely before Black Friday, Thanksgiving for shopping and stuff like that. And
I didn't want to think about that.
We're going to be featuring some new designs, so we're very, very excited. We're going to be partnering with a local vendor, signs and apparel. They're going to be producing our clothes, doing our screen printing stuff. So very excited about that.
And, cool.
Have that partnership. So definitely keep it checked out. Beerarmy.org. Check, hit store, click. Store, click. Hit the store link and click on that.
Hit store, click. Go about
this. This beer, man. I'm getting all supernatural.
You are. I'm getting right.
Make me laugh. Speaking of laughing.
It is a dangerous beer. I learned that firsthand. I really did. But I'll tell you, it is time now for some smiles. Yeah, everybody's got a smile. Hopefully we'll put a smile on your face with this stuff, if we haven't already. But seriously, this world is screwed up. There's just so much stuff you can't make up, so it is time to yick 'em to sue.
Meg, it blows me away. California, Florida, those seem to be our two top states for like crazy stuff all the time. But so this week we got California, and we're featuring a poor 19-year-old who seems to be naked and confused. And he wanted a ride. More importantly, he wanted to take a ride. So.
You know, when I was 19, I was naked and confused.
Wow. I don't think you're as naked and confused as this kid. No.
Don't take anything I said out of context, please. What happened with this guy? Let's find out.
A naked man running around the streets on a rampage. It was all caught on camera.
He's trying to get into the cop car. Cop car just tased him.
Deputies arrested 19-year-old Daniel Anglin. He's seen in this video walking, no clothes, in the middle of a busy street this morning, not far from a school. Now, the woman who shot this video says she couldn't believe what was happening.
My God.
It was actually pretty scary. It was pretty frightening. When I did drop off my son at school, he did come to my door, back to my door when he was getting ready to get out of my car. He goes, Mom, I'm scared. And he started crying.
Wow.
I love how her play-by-play is, oh, there he is trying to get a cop car. Cops just tased him.
He walks up to some big, huge dude in overalls who gets out of his car and kicks him in the crotch. Yeah, he's walking around like he's a, hey, everybody.
Pretty out of control. I will say I was pretty blown away how much the cops started beating him with the batons, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess, you know, if you can't subdue a guy, obviously he's on something. He's not coherent enough to listen to commands. Cops probably don't know. They don't want, because he's trying to touch them, you know, and so they're just trying to get him on the ground so they can handcuff him. So I understand it. I don't want to second guess police officers, but it just seems like, damn, man, you know, like, it's like, guy, just go down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was funny is he's trying to get in a cop car. Well, he wasn't trying to get in to get arrested. He was trying to steal a damn cop car. So, yeah, so sheriff's deputies arrested this 19-year-old Daniel Anglin. He's a San Bernardino resident. For attempted to carjack three vehicles, including a sheriff's patrol car, and this is at the intersection of east of Los Angeles, and he basically tried to forcibly take two cars from the drivers, and that was where we see the one big guy that just kicks on, you know, hard. And this is like early in the morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning, and so the witness that you're hearing, she was caught cell phone video of it, and her name was Lydia Lopez. I can understand what she's saying. You're just dropping off your kid at a school. You got this guy that's just not acting right. But Anglin, he faces charges of carjacking, first-degree residential burglary because he broke into an apartment, and being under the influence of a controlled substance. So, I don't know, man. It's craziness, madness. I don't know what drug he's taking, but you might want to stay away from that one.
Skinny as he was, probably some sort of amphetamine or coke.
Yeah, crystal or something. I don't know.
Well, it could have been coke. He wouldn't have walked so slow and confused as he was.
It's crazy. Craziness.
It is crazy. You know what else is crazy?
What's that?
Getting kicked out of the hospital because you're too fat.
What?
Well, he didn't get kicked out because he was too fat. But a guy out of Providence, Rhode Island, 800 pounds, was kicked out of the hospital for ordering a pizza. Yeah,
I guess he didn't order from the cafeteria. He didn't get it from...
Pay attention here.
Okay.
33-year-old Stephen Asante says his eating addiction is what led him to here, the trunk of his father's SUV with no place to go.
It's an addiction, and I realize that, and it's a disease.
But for the past 80 days, Stephen was getting the help he needed at Rhode Island Hospital, where he lost 20 pounds. But after Stephen violated his care plan by ordering pizza, Stephen said the hospital told him he could no longer stay.
I was supposed to stay there and lose all my weight and get down to 550 to get the gastric bypass. That was their plan.
A spokesperson for Rhode Island Hospital tells NBC 10 they can't speak about Stephen or any patient's treatment.
And if he comes home and I do get him up the stairs somehow, some way, he's going to go right back to his eating habits.
Stephen's father says taking his son home will be a death sentence. So the two men say they'll continue to drive until they find a place that can help.
I just don't know where to turn to. I called everybody you can think of in the state of Rhode Island, and nobody seems to be can help me.
That's crazy. That's weird audio, too. It's like there's like traffic and stuff.
It's because the guy lived in the trunk of his dad's SUV.
Oh, that's where they're shooting it. Yeah. Okay. No, it's...
It's personal accountability, people.
I know. Exactly.
I mean, if you really want the help and a hospital takes you in...
And there's a care plan. They say there must be guidelines.
You have to go from 800 to 500.
Yeah.
He only lost 20.
Oh, I thought they said he went to 500.
No.
Oh.
He lost 20 pounds. And then he's like, I'm going to order a pizza.
Yeah. And I know it sounds insensitive, but if you're the hospital, you probably, I'm assuming that they must have a program. So they probably have a lot of obese people they're trying to work on.
Exactly.
So there's somebody else that they're going to say, hey, is more serious about this. You obviously aren't. I can understand that, you know?
It may sound callous, but you can't force people to want to change.
No, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make a drink, man. I mean, it's just...
And the father then said, I got to find somebody. Well, your son's got to help himself first. He's got to make the choice and the conscious decision that he's going to commit himself to doing it. And
I do feel sorry, though, because, you know, like addiction, like any addiction, gambling or pornography or, you know, food or whatever it is, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco, drugs, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I can understand it, but it's hard. He's right. It is a disease, but you got to want help.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, nobody's going to do it for you. Otherwise, they'll only get you so far, and then you're going to get right back on the path that got you... whatever.
I could tell you about a disease.
But that news, you know, gets me real quick. That gets me is that they're like, the hospital says they can't comment on patient treatment. It's like, yeah, it's called a HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
Why didn't they reference that in the news story? They make it sound like the hospital's callous and they're not going to share this information.
Just trying to get listeners, trying to get viewers. You know?
Like, fat man doesn't get help he needs.
Talk about help. This newlywed couple, I think, needs help. And tradition usually states that, you know, when the bride and groom come in to the reception, they're usually introduced as Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, or whatever their last name is. And, mm-hmm. you know, and now they will have their first dance, you know, and they'll do their first dance. And they have certain traditions and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen people who are really into, like, heavy metal or into... you know, Comic-Con type stuff, and they'll have these really elaborate weddings that are very themed, I guess, right? Or vows. I've seen very interesting vows given.
You're being very polite.
This just just blows me away. And actually, why don't we play it, and we can guess, you know, let people try to imagine what it must be that we're watching or whatever. So this is in lieu of the first dance. So the slapping, or whatever the heck you want to call it, was a lightsaber battle. So the Star Wars fans, Robert and Rebecca, we don't have their last names, decided that they were going to do a lightsaber battle instead of the traditional first dance. And he got a little fancy there, tried to spin his lightsaber, and it basically fell out of his hands onto the dance floor. That was that big clunking sound. And I can't imagine. I don't know. If I was attending that wedding and I didn't know that was going to happen, I would have been like, oh, I just want to be very small on the wall right now because is this really happening?
But. Here's the kicker. If you watch all the way to the end of the video, it says the bride is Joey Blonde Wolf 2 and the groom is the legendary Raven.
Oh, they got little avatar names or whatever, little call signs or whatever. Interesting.
Yeah, I was less than impressed with the quality of the groomsmen lightsaber skills.
I don't know. I think you got to watch the video because I think it'll make you laugh. It just, I don't know.
Do each his own. I mean, if they're in love and if that's what does it
for
them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to make fun. I just,
you know.
I was like, wow. Wow.
Enjoy your Legend of Zelda Saturday nights. And
some play Cards Against Humanity and the others, let's play. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. What a crazy, crazy world. You can't make this crap up.
No, you can't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you see a lightsaber battle at your wedding reception in lieu of the first dance, I just, like, wow, it's amazing.
I'm just wanting to know what the parents were thinking.
Exactly, right? Like,
if they were shaking their head out of like, I can't believe that's my kid, but then probably at the same time going, they found their soulmate.
Oh, you gotta love it, man. You got to love it.
I can't believe my kid found their soulmate.
Score!
That's gonna wrap it up for Beer I'm Engaged this week. Seriously, definitely check out and hit up and get more information about Double Barley's Supernature Ale.
Definitely.
The beer that they brewed for Crobot, the awesome band out of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, kicking some serious butt. On tour, just got off tour for with Lemmy, Motorhead, and, you know, Motorhead,
wow.
Anthrax.
Yeah, Motorhead. Yeah, Anthrax, are you kidding me?
Just came off tour with that, and if I'm not mistaken, they're headed over to Europe to tour, so.
That's awesome. Again, check them out at crobotband.com.
And hit up beerarmy.org. You can link to everything you found in our show notes as we've talked about on the program today. Check out the back catalog and definitely hit the pledge button and become the Beer Army become part of the Beer Army Foundation and help us do great things through beer. In the meantime,
rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.